Good evening, everyone out there, all of our friends and families. This is Jessica Baumeister with Divine Connections, and we're here tonight, and I'm with my other roundtable friends as well. Sue and Lynn are here tonight, and I'm so happy everyone was able to join us. And our topic tonight for this Friday night is telekinesis. So I was just looking about what telekinesis is. I actually didn't know. I've heard of, you know, telepathy and things like that, but I wasn't sure of telekinesis, but it was pretty much what I thought it was, which is it's almost like the mental energy or the manipulation of energy to move objects. I think with energy, or they say your mind, but I don't have any personal experience with telekinesis, but that's basically what it means. And I was hoping to see what if Sue had any ideas of telekinesis.
Hi, Jessica. Hi, Lynn.
Hi.
This is not a topic I am well read on, but I will tell you this. I did watch some YouTubes today, and I saw some pretty cool stuff. My understanding is that it is energetic and probably not a whole lot different than what we do with energy healing and Reiki and things of that nature. It seems to me that it makes sense that whenever we direct our attention and intention on an object, we probably have the ability to work with its energy. And I think, you know, you mentioned, Jessica, what's the one where you talk from one person's brain to another?
Oh, telepathy.
Yeah, telepathy. So, you know, I think it works on a similar way that telepathy does, because really you're just kind of tapping into another person's energy and speaking to them that way. But I personally don't have any experience other than all I can think of in my mind is there are times where, like, things have fallen off the shelf, and I just kind of, like, without even consciously thinking about, oh, there's something falling, like, all of a sudden my hand just jumps out and grabs it, you know, and it's kind of like I felt the energy of the object moving before I actually saw it. I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know if that's it. But for me, my energy is, I have a very big electromagnetic effect on things, and so I have to be careful with computers and electronics, and I don't wear a wristwatch because I stop them. So that's it for me. I just don't have a lot of experience. I'm anxious to hear what you guys got going on.
Well, maybe not direct experience, but I think I was talking about the... Oh, sorry, this is Lynn. I'm the third party in the studio here. The Psi Wheel, PSI, you can see how to make it on YouTube. There's all kinds of directions. You can actually perform telekinesis by using the Psi Wheel. But can I share with you guys an actual incident where I did see it aptly happening before my eyes?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Many years ago, I've always had a career that takes me from here to there. So for a long time, I didn't really have a home to speak of. I went, you know, where the work was. And so I had a house that I was renting rooms out to people. And one of the housemates had a girlfriend. And these two were, I made Liz and Dick look like puppets or something. They fought tooth and nail, these two.
Oh,
I don't
wow.
know what their issue. Yeah, it was terrible. Real control issues and stubborn as old, you know what's. And mm-hmm. the two of them would get into these horrible, horrible fights. Anyway, one day his girlfriend was over and they were getting into this horrible fight. And as it reached a pitch, I heard this crack. They were standing very near the bathroom and I heard this amazing crack. And the mirror cracked. And
oh, goodness.
If I
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it was, and you could, well, you know how when you're around people who are discordant, you can feel it and it starts to get in your energy field. And, you know, and if I had been that mirror, I would have cracked too. I was just done with their their power trip. But, you know, they, it was just reaching this peak and crack, this a great lightning bolt right down the middle. And
maybe you cracked it.
Well, I'm wondering who, because I was fed up with them, for sure, these guys. Because it was that useless kind of fighting where everybody's, both people are trying to be right and nobody can be. But I swear that was energy transferring to an inanimate object and probably causing some kind of molecular movement. But I was there, I saw it, and it blew my mind. And I have also helped, I have also been working with the Psi Wheel, and I believe it's working. I put the bowl over it, so I'm not affecting, it's not affected by air currents. But try it. It's, you know what? It takes about 2 minutes to make them up. It's a toothpick, and it's a little paper thing that you can twirl. The instructions are on YouTube. Just write, type in PSI wheel, Psi wheel, and see what comes up. And yeah, and sorry, go ahead. It's, I've been babbling away here.
Oh, no, I was just thinking how neat. What is the Psi wheel? What does that do?
It's just where it's one you can practice on. Now, Ryan, our friend Ryan, was deeply into telekinesis just before he crossed. And I don't know if he, I had sent him the instructions to make a Psi wheel. I don't know if he ever did complete it and try it, but he was just on the verge of doing it. So I think we should all do it sort of as a tribute to Ryan, because I don't know if he ever got to work his Psi wheel or not. But you guys should make them up. Yeah,
definitely. I will definitely give it a try.
Yeah, it's just a little light paper thing, and a, you stick it into like an eraser or something that'll hold it steady, and then you just turn it. It'll turn if you can make it turn. I mean, I don't know. There we go. Yeah, there's a little piece of paper or foil, and you make the folds in the top, and so the toothpick just keeps it at the center point, and put it under something so it's not getting pushed around by air currents, and see if you can move it. Because you're the only, like we are individually, we determine whether we believe or not. I'm not going to listen to someone tell me that I didn't see that mirror crack, right? I did. Yes. And you know, there's tons, I've been reading tons and tons of stories about it, and there's actually some really freaky YouTube videos. That Russian woman that moves things, it's a pretty old video, but she's, it's, I mean, I'm sure could be fake, but hey, I want to believe, I do choose to believe.
Wow. Yeah. I'm going to have to look that up too. How neat.
Yeah, well, I'll get some links maybe, and I'll send them to, I'll put them on the Sacred Embers website.
Okay.
So, you know, it's quite amazing. I was going to ask you guys, have you ever tried that? I think people do it in grade school. It's, you know, the, you lift a person with the breathing, or the dead are as heavy as, what is it called? Dead, light as a feather,
light
dead
as a feather. Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Stiff as a board, that's it. And has it, have you ever tried that? That just, I don't know how that works.
I have never tried that.
One of those.
I'm going to tell you one thing. Oh, go ahead. No, this guy fell out of an airplane. And it's just making me think this. And he was sinking as he was falling because he didn't fall. He jumped, but his chute didn't open. And when he knew he was... you know, for sure going to bite it. He decided he wasn't, and I wish I could give you details, the guy's name, anything like that, but this is a true story. And he kept thinking, light as a feather, light as a feather. He bounced a couple of times when he hit the ground, and he only suffered a broken leg. Where, like, theoretically, the distance he fell, he should have had, like, every bone in his body crushed, you know, like,
Yes. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember hearing that story sometime back. Like, my husband loves to tell me these cool stories. I don't even know where he picks them up, but he's like, yeah, this really happened.
So wow.
I think we can do an awful lot with our minds and our energy fields. Mm-hmm. I think with just, you know, like if you talk about, think about Jesus, you know, walking on water, that sort of thing. You know, I imagine that it has to do with being one with the molecules of the surface. In other words, that way, you know, the weight and all of that kind of, all the physics that we know don't really apply. But I mean, I would imagine it would take some kind of yogi mind, you know, you'd have to really practice it.
Oh, yeah. I think it's definitely doable though.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Wow. I'm trying to find this. Excuse my typing. I'm trying to find it on. Well, there's some interesting explanations of why light as a feather, stiff as a board works, but I'm not finding the airplane guy. Oh, maybe it might be here. Anyway, there's something definitely moving molecules around when things like that happen. And there's another phenomenon, which is, I don't think it's telekinesis so much, but have either of you ever had things show up out of nowhere for you?
Yeah, I've had that.
Yes.
It's, I always thought that was leprechauns hiding my stuff.
That same deal, yeah, it's kind of in the same area where your stuff goes missing, you know, mm-hmm. you left it there. It disappears, then it's there, right, where you, and, you know,
yeah.
ruling out senility, right, it is a phenomenon that has happened to a lot of us. It's too common to be, you know, not real.
Right.
But I have actually heard that it's a dimensional change, like it's a timeline change, and
yes.
why that happens, kind of like we talked about before that, the phenomenon when people remember things differently. Oh, the guy that was in jail in Africa. Oh, gosh, my mind.
Nelson Mandela?
Yeah, the Mandela effect. It's supposed to be like some kind of timeline change. I mean, at least in the quantum healing community, we talk about this sometimes. And, you know, it's in our spirituality, you know, discussion room, chat room. Mm-hmm. And our metaphysical chat room, and there's theories out there now that what happens is, and this is kind of like the same thing with Sasquatch, by the way, is where the Yeti are supposedly like another, you know, like an alien race that live in a higher dimension, and once in a while they like to come and play in our dimension, and so they just sort of appear. And but then they seem to disappear, and you know, scientists are baffled because, you know, I can't find any bones. There's no remains. There's no anything. Well, that's because they don't live on our dimension. So none of that stuff gets left behind. It's like they come here when they want to play.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say, aren't they multidimensional beings?
Absolutely.
Like they can cross their dimension. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're actually higher evolutionary than we are, you know, higher vibrational. Yes. But in any event, you know, that's why, of course, it gets chalked up to people are crackers that see them, because there's no physical evidence. But again, with the missing items, I think sometimes, you know, like we jump little timelines or something, like we put something in a place and then maybe we get at a higher vibration or a lower vibration or whatever. And so it's not in that particular reality, but then when we go back into the higher vibration, it's there again. I don't know. It's just my theory.
Oh, it's fabulous.
It's a good theory.
It has been proposed that everything is happening all at once, and we just have time here so we don't implode from everything happening at once. But our other lives are going on apparently at the same time. If people are on Facebook and you can get to the Center for Spiritual Understanding Spiritual Connection Through Afterlife. Oh, I can't remember now. and I go there every day. The Center for Spiritual Understanding Through Afterlife Connections. Sorry about that. There's a really good article on time and exactly what we're talking about, simultaneous lives being let out at the same time. Yeah, you'll blow your own mind, but it's an interesting read. You just have to pick up the bits of your brain afterwards.
No, it really doesn't sound funny to me at all, because that's the quantum. I mean, that's kind of the definition of quantum, is that
Absolutely. You're
accessing different periods. Because really what we are is that infinity, the sign of infinity or the great, you know. And so, you know, all these different lives that we lead, every life that we ever did lead or every life that we ever will lead, including the current one, is all on that continuum. So it's what we're experiencing now is just what we're focused on. It's like what our soul decided to focus on. So, yeah, all the other stuff is still going on, but we can't, like Jessica said, you can't be aware of it all the time. Otherwise, your mind would implode. Or maybe that was Lynn that said it. One of you guys said it, and you're absolutely right. Yeah, you couldn't be aware of all of that all at once, or our brain would blow.
Yeah, Jessica and I said it at the same time. If we're all working in quantum, we both said it.
Yeah, there you go.
Sorry,
there
I'm
you go.
Going That's... deep into the weirdness, but I wanted to just share that. It's not telekinesis, but I've had, you know, those square nails they used to use in the 19th century.
Yeah.
You guys are twice those have shown up on my coffee table just out of nowhere.
Oh, wow.
And I've had like those little square nails. I took picture of it. And then jewelry, pieces of jewelry I've never seen before. I don't really have a lot of jewelry that I wear, but I do have little antique pieces and stuff, but two pieces showed up that I didn't buy, wasn't given. I just don't know where they came from, and they're ugly too. Oh my god. Sorry, whoever left them, I apologize, but I just, oh my goodness, you know, big and chunky and scary. But anyway, there you go. Wow. But I don't know, I believe that there's so much that we're about 1 millimeter aware of what's actually going on, right? And you were saying, Sue,
well,
you put out, you do watches and stuff, right? My partner puts out street lights. It's weird. He walks underneath them and they go out.
Yeah,
that's
a real
thing.
High energetic connection. Well, one time I was at a children's place, you know, the clothing store for kids, and I grabbed the screen, you know how you had when those styluses first came out and you have to grab the stylus and sign your name. Well, I grabbed the screen with both hands to move it my way, and I scrambled it, and the girl just didn't know what to do. She was looking at it like what the heck. So she called her manager up, and her manager goes, I have never seen this before. She goes, I don't even know what to do. She said, I am going to, because you haven't signed and we haven't, you know, put the transaction through, let's go on the other register and do this transaction over again, and I'll make sure this is canceled out. But neither one of them knew what to do because it had never happened before. But, I mean, I just totally scrambled the screen. So I was like, ooh, I got to be careful.
Wow. Wow. don't get any bionic parts. You just never know. Oh my goodness. That's just unbelievable. But it's
wild,
true, and we've seen it, right? We see people doing it all the time, and there's more. What's that show that William Shatner did? It was about weird and wonderful things that would happen. My Weird World or something. Anyway, there was a story about this woman that does that, kept putting lights out in department stores and setting off smoke detectors and stuff. Oh, very, very amazing. The world is truly a wonder, you know, from the Mariana Trench in the ocean to the far depths of space. Like, we know nothing, and we should always learn and learn what we can here, eh?
Oh yeah.
I think we've forgotten just how powerful we are. Do you guys remember that that story about the woman whose child was in a burning car or something, or the car was going to explode, and she lifted the car up? Oh no, I know what it was. She ran over a child, I think.
Yeah.
And she was so upset that she lifted the car up so that a passerby could grab, you know, pull the kid out. And, you know, they chalked it all up to adrenaline. And I'm going to tell you this, I'm no doctor, but there's no amount of adrenaline that your body can put out that would allow your muscles to lift something that heavy without collapsing or breaking or tearing. Okay.
There you go.
You just
yep.
can't do it. Okay. And
yeah.
So I had believed, you know, this is what, 20, 25 years ago I heard about this story, but I have believed ever since then that she did something with the energy field that, I mean, she willed that car light as a feather, stiff as a board, because, you know, again, it doesn't matter how much adrenaline you have in your system. There's no way that you can cause your muscles to withstand that kind of pork. I hope
right.
I'm saying the right word, but, you know, there's no way it could withstand that amount of weight without tearing and shredding.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
yep.
I'm saying?
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
We
just
that's
have
one human being.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the thing. It doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, people, I don't know, we're always being accused of practicing pseudoscience, right? And believing in pseudoscience
yeah.
and, you know, these guys. But, you know, there's an awful lot of anecdotal evidence around the globe, you know, and that's all we know in our little planet, you know. Who knows
right.
what goes on beyond Earth's realm, you know? But I don't just believe. I totally know that we are able
okay.
to manipulate, yeah, our surroundings. And really, you know, you look at the Buddhist monks who can slow down their hearts and, you know,
mm-hmm.
command their body organs and like that. But it really is, as Sue was saying, you know, the mind creates a control over matter. The mind becomes matter, I think. I just blew my own mind. I don't know what I meant by that, but I did.
Yeah, you're channeling again, Lynn. Careful now.
I must,
you're going to blow us all away.
Well, it's a wonderful and amazing world we live in. And I think if we spend
really?
Even 2 seconds arguing and fighting, we're wasting precious time that could be spent in wonder. You know, like my friends that crack the mirror, like, why bother? Enjoy. And because we're here for a blink, really, really. And
yes.
we should be learning and helping each other and using telekinesis. Oh,
absolutely.
I guess we need to get to our callers pretty soon. I just wanted to share Emo Phillips. He was the one who did the quotation on our link. All of you in the studio audience who are telekinetic, raise my hand. He was talking about being bullied in school. And these guys are, you know, always yelling at him, hey, punk, case, granny, hey, weirdo. And one day he's driving by on his bike and all the punks fall into the gutter and get flattened. And he goes, you forgot Captain Telekinesis. It's an Emo Phillips. It's just hilarious. And it's on YouTube. You know, just look up Emo Phillips. He's from about 1,000 years ago. But those of us who remember him will enjoy the laugh. He was just a brilliant comic. I think I don't know if he's still with us or not, but ever so funny.
I'll look it up.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny. Yeah. A laugh is always good to raise the vibration. So.
Oh, yeah. For sure. For sure.
All right. What do you guys think? We got callers waiting.
I'm ready.
Use our minds. Yeah, let's pick the callers up with our minds. Don't push any buttons.
Oh, okay. They're going to be waiting a while.
Okay.
Well, we have caller
number one who's been waiting for us for some time very patiently. We have caller from area code 205. And hi, 205. You're on Divine Connections. Can we have your first name?
Hi, ladies. Thanks for my call. My first name is Patricia. How are you, lady?
Hi, Patricia.
Oh, wonderful. How are you doing today?
Doing well. Thank you for asking. My question, I am able to ask the question. Yes?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, thank you. My question is, what do you see coming up for me in the next couple of months, please? And thank you.
Okay. So who wants to go first, Lynn or Jessica?
Sure, I can give it a... Sure, I can go ahead. This is Lynn. Hi, Patricia. The first thing I wrote down for you, Patricia, was that something had, I feel like you had been blocked from a plan you were trying to carry out. Something blocked you. There's an air of disappointment about plans being, having to be shelved for some reason. Is that correct for you?
The only thing I could think of are the plans that I've had going on was nursing school and working, and my daughter, my 25-year-old daughter, lost custody of the children back in May, and I had to step up and get the children before they went into foster care, and that just changed everything for me.
Okay, so basically the road you thought you were going to be traveling took a sharp, unexpected turn, and your plans changed,
yes.
And you had to... Okay, because that's what I mean. It became like a... What I'm feeling, honey, is that it's almost made you lose the momentum that you had in carrying out these plans. It's like, oh my gosh. And now, do you think maybe you're not going to try anymore? Let's put it this way. If you've given up trying, please do not, because door is still open for you. Okay, it's just a delay. It's not like a road closed sign. It's simply a detour. So please don't give up your plans. It's in your grasp. It's in your reach. So don't let yourself get depressed or you know, think not about the past and not about the future. Stay in the present. And you're being very, very, you're being a beautiful human being to step up where you're needed. But that doesn't mean that your road isn't going to take you where you need to go. I hope that makes sense for you, Patricia. Please know that you can accomplish your dream, okay? Jessica, what are you picking up, honey?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Lynn. Thank you. Hi, Jessica.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Sure.
Thank you for that.
As I was shuffling my cards, this is how it works. I write your name down, and then I circle it three times so I can focus on your energy. Then I begin shuffling my cards, and what usually happens is for that person, a card will fly out, literally fly out. So this is the card that flew out for you. It's called Expectations. It's a card of expectations. This is another time card, which tells you that something might go on for three more months. It says that you are wishing for something of either a material or immaterial nature. The card expresses expectations. Someone is eagerly waiting for something without, I think, either acting or being able to act at this time. This may be a phone call. You are hoping for a positive answer for an apartment that you're waiting for, or that you'd like to have a new job, or simply an important message. Depending on the question, the card may also ask you to refrain from jumping the gun. A pregnancy could be revealed as well, and that may not apply to or it may apply to you, but the general theme of this card was about expectations. And did this card resonate with you at all?
Well, I'll tell you, because you know, I'm hoping financially things change, but I'm pretty sure a lot of people are hoping that, considering what we're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
So, finances and Love. I haven't been in a long-term relationship in 2.5 years, so I've been thinking about that. So,
What this card, with this, the card of expectations, I think it's speaking a lot about that, and that it's not saying that those things will happen yet, but maybe in a few months, but it's not like a road closed, like Lynn said as well.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Sue?
Hi, Patricia. This is Sue Beckley. I got a very interesting.
Hi.
Sure. I got a very interesting symbol in my mind when, actually, before Lynn started talking, and it's the hammer. And what it's telling me is, you know, like kind of like a judge puts a hammer down.
Yes.
It's talking about boundaries, okay, as I felt into the symbol. And so I just want to, I'm trying to think of how to say this without being, well, you'll let me know if this resonates or not, but I feel like you've kind of had a soft touch with your daughter in the past. Is that true? Does that feel right for you? Like maybe you've kind of been careful with a little tiptoey?
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds about without going off into it, Lord, it'll take me probably a week to talk to you, Sue, about her. But that resonates.
Okay.
Yes, it does.
Okay. So basically what the hammer is saying to me to say to you is that you've got to put your foot down, you got to put the hammer down at times. And, you know, there are times to be soft and gentle and kind of cocoon around your loved one. And then there are times where you have to say the things that they need to hear, but you don't necessarily want to say. Okay. And there are, you know, very positive ways to give tough love. And so I'm trying to think of a good book, and there's not one coming to mind, but there's so much out there on how to talk to adult children and, you know, relationship type things. But I think you could very easily find something for free on YouTube as well, you know, dealing with adult children. And it just seems to me like you have to set some boundaries, okay? And there are times where your insights are going to be vocalized. They're going to be needed to be vocalized, because even though you're worried how she might react when you say something, this is a wake-up call for her, okay? And you have the tools to assist, okay? Just you have to find that voice, and it isn't easy. You know, when our adult children are doing things that we, you know, it's a fine line we have to walk between butting our nose out and letting them figure out for themselves. And then there are times where we have to just open our mouths and say, listen, I've been watching you for years, and this is one of those things that you do that, you know, you want to reconsider. So if that makes sense. And then
the other thing is,
go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say, you know what, the time has finally come since this has happened. You know, she wrote me this long, you know, I guess it's still a thing called that long letter, you know, you know, how someone can write you this long letter, but she wrote me this long text after I have shown her tough love, and I have had some talks with her that, you know, she wrote this text and she can't quite understand. Well, you know, Mom, you haven't written me, you haven't texted me back to say this or support this or say that. And I basically told her in a short conversation over the phone that I don't need to tell you anything that you already know, that I've already expressed. You know, right now it's the kids. The kids are first. And that is my focus. You are a young adult. You're 25. And this is your time to acknowledge what you've done, take responsibility, and get yourself in order, because you not only have to prove to your children that you are worthy of being regaining and trust and parenting them again, but the system, the court, and, you know, and so forth and so on. So, yeah, it's tough, and she's not liking it one bit. But she doesn't have an, she don't have any choice. She's got to get
yep.
it, or she's not going to be able to get, you know,
right.
have these children or parent these children. So, yes.
Yeah, so just, you know, just
perfectly.
Have faith in your, you know, you sound like you know what to say, and it doesn't sound like you're afraid to say it. So, you know, you may have to be the hammer for a little while. And that also means repeating, you know, sometimes it takes a person 100 repetitions before they actually pick up on something. And it doesn't mean
mm-hmm.
anybody's lacking intelligence. It just means, you know, when there's new information there or information that they haven't actually grasped, they need to hear it a few more times, and then, you know, they start to see how it applies to their life. So, you know, you're doing fine. You're doing great. You know, don't be afraid to be the hammer, because that's the position you've been put in. And the other thing they wanted me to tell you is the train is always on time. And that's my first mentor, Bob Bridges, coming through and speaking in my ear, because he used to say that to me whenever we really,
I'm sorry.
Really,
can
really
you repeat
want
that
something.
Too? I'm sorry.
Yeah, sure.
I didn't hear you.
Can you hear me?
Could you repeat that?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay.
Can,
the
yes.
train. Yep, the train is always on time. So
okay.
That's from my first mentor, and his name is Bob Bridges, and he talks to me sometimes. And what he's reminding me is that he had to say that to me a lot. And I'm always anxious for the outcome of whatever I wanted, you know, whatever I was wanting. And in my older years now, I understand that don't stop thinking about it. Like Lynn said, don't give up on it. It's coming, but it's in the right divine timing that it'll happen. Okay. And just, you got to put your faith into that, because sometimes we get a timeout and it's for a very, very good reason. And we, many times we can't see it until after the event has passed and some time has passed, but ultimately what is coming in for you is exactly on time. And just, you know, I know it's hard to be patient when you really want something, but this situation that you're dealing with now, like you said, you know, the kids are number one. Someday they're going to remember grandma, and they're going to remember, you know, all the things that you're doing and the stability that you're giving them, and it's going to be a lifelong effect. And so, you know, just keep that tucked in the back of your mind, because they'll never forget it. They'll never forget your strength. They'll never forget your guidance and your love. And, you know, those other things are going to happen for you, okay? You just got to be a little patient, and the train is always on time, all right?
I truly accept the messages from you all, and I thank you all for your God-gifted messages. And you are right, Sue. You all three are right. That initially, you know, when this happened, but I do understand that God makes no mistakes. He needed me immediately when this happened. I got a phone call. And I had 30 minutes to get to the place to get the 3 and a 6-year-old. And I was making decisions, you know, as I drove. And ever since, I've been making decisions. And I feel like it's been the right decision. You know, they need someone. They needed someone to sacrifice. At the time, my daughter, beyond understanding sacrifice and guidance and well-being and protecting the children. So she's got to get herself together. And I do know we make mistakes, and some bigger than others. So, yes, I'm glad that God chose me to do this. These are my babies too, all three of them, including her. And I'm learning that sometimes the call do come, and, you know, we got to be ready. You got to be ready.
And you're showing showing her the greatest example. You're showing her the greatest example of love, because you put your, you know, what you have in your future on hold a little bit, and you said, this is what's important. I'm dropping everything, and this is what's going to happen. That's a lifelong, that's a big lesson for your daughter and your grandkids. And I promise you, even though you have the youngest is 6, right? That child is never going to forget that.
Oh, it's a 3-year-old and a 6-year-old.
Yeah, now the 3-year-old is only going to know the love that you have and the stability. They can feel that energetically. You know, so they may not remember the ins and outs of what happened, but they'll remember that, you know, grandma was solid. And, you know, when we have somebody like that in our lives, we're truly blessed.
Yes, they keep me on my toes. I promise you, in the last couple of months, I've had this real quiet type of, you know, the only thing that really had me jumping was the program and, you know, work. But now this is a whole different type of ball game. So, I just stay on my toes. But thank you, ladies. I know others are holding and waiting.
Patricia. Hello,
yes.
Patricia?
I'm here.
Just before you go, I have one more thing to give you. And while you were talking to Jessica and Sue, the swan came in for you. And here's the message from the swan. You must continue to act with grace through this challenging time. And for the most part, you must believe that you will receive a spiritual reward for your perseverance. So there you go.
Oh, that's
thank
beautiful.
You so much. That was
you can
got me in tears. Yeah, but that's very beautiful. You know, when we go through different challenges and, you know, we make these sacrifices, you know they're for the best. But we do, human nature tends to set in, and, you know, it's definitely a goal that I've worked in medical for about 25 years, and so this was right here at, you know, here it is, you know, I'm going for it. And so it's only human, it's human nature to be a little disappointed, but again, who did I talk to first? Was it Lynn that I spoke to first? When she said, you know, about and then she brought up the disappointment. She just kind of nailed it right there. I'm feeling how I, you know, feel. And but to hear you say, it gives me that message that, you know, to just keep pushing, don't give up, and know that the reward is there. And I know that, you know, it is a blessing to have the babies here, and I will be blessed, you know. I know this, but to hear it, it's so comforting to know that, you know, I'm doing the right thing and continue to do the right thing, and, you know, don't allow it, the situation to overcome you, but overcome the situation. You know, look at it in its entirety and what it's truly about, and it's about these babies. It's really about these babies, and so I know this to be the greatest I can for them, because it's temporary. She's going to get herself together. I know it. She wants the babies back. But meanwhile, take care of these babies. And I tell God every night, Lord, I'm trying my best. It's been about 22 years since my last baby, the youngest. He's 22. So God, you got to help me. And these boys have so much energy. Oh my God, I have to take naps with them. So,
yeah. So, Patricia, one more thing. Yeah. One more thing I want to tell you. This is Sue again. I was a social worker for some time in my life. And when I was studying for my master's degree, one of the things that we are not told as parents is that cognitively, our children are not fully baked in the brain until they're about 25 or 26. Now, that doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with them, but the full range of being able to understand another person's position in life, I guess that doesn't come around until, you know, mid-20s. It's kind of weird why we get to have children at such a young age when that doesn't get developed until a little bit later. But, hey, we'll talk to God about that when we get on the other side. At least I will. So the funny thing about this is I remember when my brain engaged like all the way. All of a sudden it was like somebody lifted a veil out off of my eyes, and I could see things from such a broad perspective. I could see it from my father's perspective, from my mother's perspective, from people in my life that, you know, had irritated the crap out of me. And so the reason I'm bringing this up to you is, you know, your daughter may just all of a sudden one day, it might all just click and fall into place. And I believe that that will happen. And the fact that she wants her kids back, it's not like she's going, okay, well, mom's got them. I'm fine. I can go off and do my own thing. See, she needed this reality check. And it hit her hard, and that's good, because sometimes we need to get hit by a Mack truck before we see what's in front of us. But I really strongly feel that this is going to work out. So, you know, I wouldn't even be surprised if it's that 3-month thing, but it could be a little bit longer, but I don't think too much. So have the faith. Mm-hmm. She's going to get there. And, you know, let us know how you're doing, okay?
I sure will. I will. I will keep in touch. Thank you again. Thank you, all three. I love you. I love you. God bless you, all three, and please continue to stay safe. Thank you so much.
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold, honey, and you can listen to the rest of the show. And thanks so much for calling in. Okay.
Thank you.
I think I'm going to, Lynn. Do I just press the speaker?
I'll hang up. I'll put Patricia on hold and then just pick up the next call. Patricia, you're just an angel. I'm just in awe of people that can do that for others, you know, and follow the teachings of the great masters, you know, that teach us that we're here to help each other.
Okay.
Do you want me to...
Well, let's take the next caller. We have area code 678. Hi, you're on Divine Connections.
Hello, ladies.
Hello. Can we have your first name, please?
Yes. Hi, this is Gina.
Hi, Gina.
Hello.
Do you have a question for us tonight?
Yes, I just want to see what is coming up for me as far as career. I'm still working, work from home, as thank God for that. But I'm still a contractor. So what is this looking for me like the next 60 days? 60 or 90 days.
Okay. Well, Lynn, do you want to start us off?
Yeah, I sure will. sorry, Gina, I didn't quite catch the very end of what you were saying. You were talking about wondering about where your career is going, and you are on contract, and then it got a bit garbled. Could you just finish, tell me what you said there?
Yes. I'm still working from home, and I'm still a contractor. So I just want to see what was the next 60, 90 days out for me. As far as, you know, finding a secure employment.
Okay. I'm sketching. I actually have to ask you if you know someone in spirit that goes by the name of Rose?
No.
Rosemary?
Mm-mm.
Is that on the back burner? And if you are able to ask your are you in touch with family members and stuff? Is there a way to check this?
I know pretty much my family history. I don't know anybody unless it's like great grand, you know, like great great.
Well,
I mean, I'm not.
I wouldn't push it. There's no need to like reach for it. However, the name Rose came in really strongly. It could be the symbolism. It could be like a symbol coming in of the rose. But it felt more like the name of someone in spirit who comes to the left of you and is like a protective energy. Okay, and the name that comes in is Rose. I just wrote down Rose. Anyway, put that on the back burner. And as for the job situation, have you, I don't know if you're a TV watcher, but have you seen those shows they've been putting on lately where they're like big obstacle courses and people are jumping from big foam blocks and wheels and it's quite bonkers. But have you seen those shows at all?
Yes, I have.
Okay, because I'm just drawn three. They look like they're coils, okay, and they're springy. And I'm seeing you jumping from obstacle to obstacle to obstacle, these springy coils. And it's, I promise you, it's just a metaphor. It's not, you're not actually going to have to jump on springy coils. But the feeling I have is like you jump from this one thing, and it's like wobbly and not very, and as you say, not secure. And then you jump to the next thing. And I'm seeing a few more jumps like that, that are going to feel like the question is going to pop in going, when am I going to like be able to put down my tent and stay a while? Yeah, because there's a longing for, it's almost like MDM, I want to come home. You're longing for a job where you need more than just a paycheck. You need a team around you. You're saying that you work better with people you can trust and be part of a bigger energy, and this is not something you're getting at home. So they're suggesting, I don't know what this means exactly, but there's a sideline that you have considered but have put aside because you're not, I think, no offense, but I think you're just a little not brave enough right now to follow a dream. Okay, is that, do you know what I'm talking about?
I think I have an idea what that could be. But the thing about it is like, it's something to do with of what I have been going through. It's supposed to help others, and I just haven't like put myself out there, and I don't even know how to start. So that's why I'm just going to stay in the sideline, because I don't even know how to get it started. So I just leave that alone.
Okay. No, we've all been there. We've all been there. And it's like a paralysis that you get when you're overwhelmed with choices and no choice at the same time. Like you're just not sure which way to go. And so these little things, you're springing from some platform to platform, and they're like wobbly and not stable, and I'm feeling all tense and tired from it, and I want you so much to find that oasis. But they're talking about a lateral move, okay, meaning to the side rather than going ahead. There's something that you're really good at or that you've wanted to try and you just haven't given it a shot yet. And don't be afraid to try that. You know what I'm talking about. It's like more of a dream that you almost think like, well, that's just not practical. You know, that kind of tut-tut talking when your monkey mind starts to convince you that no.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about that is if you think you can't, you're right. And that's always something to avoid. I suggest that you find time to just at least lay some ground tracks, at least lay a little foundation for this. It's not as impossible as you think. And just sort of, you kind of have to become your own sort of a cheerleader and a pushy. I'm seeing those guys in the Japanese subways shoving people in with sticks. You just have to kind of shove yourself into that subway. Oh, I'm getting some good metaphors tonight, boy. But the thing is, don't give up on that and don't keep looking away from it. It's like, I want to do that, but I don't want to because I'm afraid. What if it doesn't turn out? Well, as that meme goes, you don't want to jump off because you're afraid you'll fall. But what if you fly? Just, you know, what if? I'm going to leave you with that and turn you over to Jessica, okay?
All right. Huh? All right. Thank you, Lynn.
You're welcome,
Hi,
Dina.
Hi, Dina. Hi.
Hi. So as I was shuffling the deck for you, a card came out for you. Actually, two did, but I picked the first one, and I got military person. And it shows a man in uniform, and not meaning that you're a military person. I think it's just representative of a position. So this card means, the military person card means, it's quite complex in its statement. It first and foremost represents people who wear uniforms in their profession, such as like police officers or firefighters, costumes like for officers, et cetera, or wear like symbolic working clothes, such as like the white coat for doctors. This card has the quality to emphasize and underline a fact that shows in this card's layout. It tells you that this particular matter is to be expected as just so. This card represents security and stability and order, and it stands for the need for security. So it's just kind of interesting to me. It almost sounds like more of an emphasis from what Lynn was saying and the position that you're in now and what that stands for and where you need to go and what you want to do, you know. So, and I think in that you'll definitely find security, yes.
Yeah.
So I think that was a pretty fitting card, and I thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Hi, Gina. This is Sue.
Hi, Sue.
Hi. What I have came in for me for you is the sunflower, and in particular the seeds. And what that tells me, you know how sunflowers, when they grow, actually, it's a very good symbol, okay? So that means the prosperity and whatnot. But the seeds, kind of going on what Lynn said about the jumping from one to the other and waiting to get on to the stability, right now and in the next 30 days to 50 days, something like that, whatever you're going to be doing is planting seeds for something bigger. And that's the meaning that I derived from that symbol as I felt into it for you. And I don't think that it feels like, believe it, you know, because sunflower is also a symbol of sunshine, you know, being able to take in the sunshine around you and turn it into. So keep looking up. Don't look at the negativity of a situation or the downsides to things, because those things are transient. And you're building a good, stable foundation for yourself. It's just right now you can't see the outcome, and that's the part that the anxiety, that's where the anxiety is coming in. But, you know, the sunflower is definitely one of, a beautiful symbol for you, and it's basically telling me that things are going to work out for you. I can't give you anything more specific. I didn't have anything else come in other than the seeds. Just keep planting them, and that could mean, you know, you're doing one job to the next, even though you feel like you're teetering. You know, there's people noticing the work that you do, and
right.
Word of mouth is better than anything you could write on a resume. So also make sure that when you are finished with a contract that you get yourself a good letter of recommendation. Every
position I worked, whether it was an internship or an actual job, I always ask for a letter of recommendation. Do not be afraid to do that. Mm-hmm. There's still great piece of a great tool for moving on to your next place, okay?
Yeah, right. Yeah, and I've been with this with the company, well, my assignment for like over a year and a half now. So, but it's like it's hard to apply in the company because it's dealing with the health insurance. And I was like, I applied, but it was like I just wouldn't get anything through or whatever, so I just stopped applying there. Because I said maybe it's just not meant for me to be there. I think that's just universe telling me that, like, no, this is not. This is just, you know, a stepping stone to something else.
Yeah. and you know, no experience is wasted.
Right.
So even if you're not exactly where you want to be, you can still turn it into exactly what you want it to be, which is the stepping stone, the seed for the next thing that you're going on to. You know, and the great thing about a journey is not when you get to the top of the hill. It's all those little steps along the way, you know, all the things you notice along the way. You're constantly learning about yourself, right, as you're going through the process. Yeah, so, you know, have a little bit of faith there, and, you know, I get a very clear feeling when I tune into your energy that, you know, you do good work, that you're revered, you know, your peers look on you favorably. So, you know, get those letters whenever you can, and those are going to be your stepping stones to where you're going next, okay?
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
All right. So thank you for calling in. Give us a call back sometime and let us know how you're doing, okay?
I will. Thank you, ladies. You have a great night.
You too, Gina.
Same.
And you're fabulous.
Yeah. Okay.
And I can
so I'm going to put you on hold, Gina.
Okay. No
and,
problem. Thank you.
So if you want to keep listening, you can. And have a good night.
You too.
Thanks. Okay, we have area code 415. You're on Divine Connections. Can we have your first name, please? Area
Hello.
Code 415.
Hi. Getting off speakerphone for a minute.
Oh, okay.
This is Anne from California.
Hi, Anne. How are you tonight?
Good.
Excellent.
It's been a rough couple weeks in California with the smoke and not leaving the house, really, for 2 weeks. But it's clearing a little bit by bit.
Wow.
But
okay.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, we talked a couple of weeks ago, didn't we? I think.
Maybe so. I don't know.
And it's really good news to hear that it's clearing. Yeah. So I'm really glad you called back in. So what's your question, hon?
It's kind of a funny question, but yesterday when I was leaving the house, my nice, expensive sunglasses were not on the dresser where I always put them in the same place every day, kind of like your keys, you know, I put them in the same spot. So they're always there.
Yeah.
And that drives me insane. I have no memory. I don't know why they wouldn't be in my purse or on the dresser. So I don't know if anyone can pick up lost items. And the general question is, like, why do you lose things? Like, what does that mean when you lose something that you care about?
That's a good question.
We were just talking about that, weren't we?
Insane.
Okay. So the first thing I'm getting for you, this is Sue, is that I want you to look under your car seat in the driver's side. Check there. I feel like there might be in a crevice. And the second thing I would say to you about your question, you don't, okay, were you riding with somebody?
I was riding
recently.
With somebody. I could, I'll go down there, yeah.
Ask, because I'm getting a visual of them being kind of in a crevice. It looks like a dark, maybe a black even rug, carpet, like under, you know, and the mechanism of the seat. It looks like it's between the carpet and the mechanism. And, okay, so if it's not in the driver's side, check the passenger side, but it's in the front. The sunglasses are in the front. And then let me know, because I always love to know if you find them. But the reason things disappear, the spiritual meaning I'm getting from them disappearing is that it's time for you to turn around. Now that the smoke is clearing and things are, you know, you've had some time to go within because you've been forced to stay in the house. Now they want you to take a look. Take the sunglasses off and take a look at what you needed to process internally about that situation. Okay?
About which situation?
So, about being stuck inside and feeling trapped and feeling like you can't breathe. So what they're saying is they want you to take a deeper look at that. Take the sunglasses off. The situation didn't happen just because there was a fire. There's a spiritual meaning behind it. It has to do with, you know, you were forced to go within because you were inside. You were literally stuck, physically stuck. Now they want you to take a look back without the sunglasses, you know, so it doesn't have to do with the fire. They want you to take a look at what did you learn about yourself through that process. And I think it has to do with examining your fears and determining whether, you know, what you think about them. You know, in retrospect, now you're looking back, now you have hindsight, now your vision is clear. What do you think about those fears that you had while you were there? I think that's why they went missing. It's kind of a message for you. Okay? All right. Lynn or Jessica?
I can go.
Jessica, are you? Can you go? Yeah, I'm just looking something up, so please do.
Oh, that's okay. Sure, I can go. When I was focusing on your energy, I do oracle cards. I draw cards. And this is the one that fell out for you. It's a house card. The house card represents a house or an apartment building. An apartment or a garden. It further stands for possession and general material values. It is an indication of stability and a balance between personality. A person with such a personality would experience difficulties when changing places or jobs. The card symbolizes our heritage, the family home, the original family, the family clan, the family history, and the ancestors. It also stands for the need for security and self-confidence. If a question is asked regarding a relationship, then it is a stable one. That's what the card gave me for you. So.
And how do you interpret that to me?
The house, I don't know. I think probably just maybe it has a lot to do with a reflection of maybe just where we've been, you know, all of us, and being in the house too much, you know, whether it's this have been coronavirus or, you know, fire stuff. And it's just, it's time to, like Sue said, take the glasses, you know, off and look around and get out. And I think that's pretty much what it's saying. Lynn?
Sure. I didn't know if you were done that either, Jessica. And I saw for you a mermaid, and I looked up the symbolism of the mermaid. And it embodies the sacred feminine, at which immediately flashed into my mind as the destruction of nature. We talk about Mother Nature, the sacred feminine in nature, and around you is the destruction of a lot of that.
Right.
And I'm not sure why the symbol comes to you. Is there anything about your own nature that has felt out of balance? What I'm feeling is that you've been being strong for too long, and I'm not just talking about the fires. I'm talking about in your day-to-day life. It's like you've been being strong for too long. Do you know what I mean by that?
Not really.
What have you been coping with in your life? It almost feels like it involves an ex, like a romantic relationship that didn't pan out, but is still coming back like a bad smell. Sounds funny, but
no, I just have I've been unemployed.
You just have a, I'm sorry, what?
I've just been unemployed.
Well, you're unemployed. You're not having okay. What I'm just feeling is there's something that's following you around. Like I went to relationship, but I'm not sure what it is. It's something that just won't stop being a thing in your life, something that's draining energy. I could be way off base here, and if I am, I apologize, but it feels like there's a lack of balance, almost a yin-yang balance in your life that is something you're needing, or as they said, pay attention to. But anyway, see if there's something that isn't like keep popping up, like turning up like a bad penny, like they say. And if it's not a romantic thing, it could be, is it a job issue? Is there something that keeps happening over and over again for you?
Insomnia. I've had too much. I wake up at like 3 a.m. every day. And that
I'm so sorry.
And that is not stopping. That's kind of what pops up like a bad penny.
Is it worry about the unemployment situation and
not too much.
Course,
I mean,
you know.
I'm on unemployment, so financially I'm okay. But
okay,
it's just,
so good.
But it's about financially not. But I guess what next is on the in my head.
Yeah. Well, whatever it is, it feels like. I want to say that until we learn whatever it is, the lesson will repeat until it is learned. So,
right.
And if, you know, as they say, if I'm not hitting something correctly, it might be just because I'm off base, but it just feels like a repetitive lesson or something that keeps following you is how I want to put it. It keeps following
that's
you,
the,
even though
the
you're
thing
like,
that is.
Hmm?
Yeah, it's got to be my habits that lead to insomnia.
Okay.
You know, whatever
I'm
doing. On the phone too much at night.
Mm-hmm. So it's not about, punishing you for anything you're doing or anything like that. It's just, as they say, look deeper at whatever it is that keeps repeating for you. And the sunglasses thing is, I just love that. What Sue was saying, because what I wrote down for you, fallen down behind is what I wrote down. So
fallen
that would
down.
Really make sense. It's like fallen down behind. They're not where they're not, you know. Normally, you're very good at stuff like that.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't lose things like that. But spirit will move things around. And I'll tell you, when I'm allowing myself to stress out, which I try not to, but I'm human, and there are days when stuff gets to me, and I'm like, that's when things
frazzled.
Disappear.
Yeah.
And I know the difference between a stressed mind being gapped out and things moving and coming back, you know, and So it very well could be, you know, one of your spirit team going, she needs to lighten up because she's a little tense right now. So they'll do something goofy like that. You know, they really will. And it's meant to sort of make you take things a little less seriously. Because, you know, you might as well laugh because really, you know, comedy, tragedy, pick one, right? I'm just glad you're safe. I'm feeling like how great that you're safe. You're probably feeling a little smoky, but you're safe, and it's like head off onto the road with a new sense of adventure, you know, because like it's kind of like you got lucky, you know?
Yeah. And now it's a heat wave, and now this weekend will be 90 degrees. So it's from one extreme to the other. So
it's funny, Lynn, real quick. I'm just jumping in real quick. This is Jessica. The first thing I did pick up, and she said sunglasses, was that I also picked up that it could have been spirit moving them to get your attention for one reason or another.
Yep. They do that.
They will.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm really good with earrings. Usually when I lose, I sleep with my earrings, and if I lose an earring, it always pops up somewhere. So I hope the sunglasses. Same thing.
Well, maybe try a little telekinesis and see what happens.
Yeah, right.
Right.
All right. Well, thank all of you.
And really, you know, just one last thing. Ask your spirit team. Because they're always right there for you. And, you know, that's the first thing I do when I lose something. I say to my spirit team, I go, okay, guys, are you playing with me? Mm-hmm. Or do I just not remember where it is? All right, let me see where it is. And I get almost an immediate impression of where I need to look. And it hasn't failed me.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you have to give them permission to help you. And then, you know, if you do want to know if it's a symbol, if it's a guidance of some kind, you have to ask, say, okay, now what's this all about? And usually anything having to do with the eyes, whether it's an eye problem, an injury, foggy vision, cataracts, sunglasses, glasses, anything of the nature doing with the eyes has to do with looking within. So that's why I'm saying, you know, and the feeling that it's like, look back at that time where you felt you were trapped in your home and analyze those fears that you were experiencing, because I think what you're going to find is a lot of things that you were afraid were going to happen didn't actually come to pass. And that's a lesson in putting fear in perspective, you know?
No, we were never, I live in a city, so there was never any danger of the fire.
Oh, okay,
coming close.
Good. Did you feel claustrophobic?
The smoke was trapped in the fog. So you really were claustrophobic because you couldn't see 10 feet in front of you, and it was yellow fog, and it was like that for about 7 days in a row. I mean, so one made the other one worse. And
right.
It was really like an other world feeling to it.
Right. And that, you know, that's going to make anybody feel really off their game, you know, feel uneasy.
Yeah.
And about the sleep, you really have to work on clearing whatever is in your mind that day before you lay down to rest. Just go. It's meditative, and I know I suggest
and
meditation
writing.
All the time, but I want you to take something that's going really, really good in your life, or an object like your cat, your dog, whatever you have an affinity for, and I want you to think about that and really, really get into the energy of what's going right before you try to fall asleep, because really, if you got chaos going on, monkey mind going on in the brain, forget it. At waking up at 3 o'clock, you could also Google angel number 300. That'll give you some information too. That's one thing I heard. So give that a shot too. Okay.
Great.
Is there anything
else? Great suggestions.
Okay.
Well, we really appreciate you calling in, Ann. Let us know if you get your sunglasses back.
I will.
Give us a call. All right.
Okay, I'll keep listening.
Go ahead. Yeah, let us know. Thanks for calling in. Okay. I'm going to put you on hold so you can listen if you like.
Before you move on, Sue, to the next caller, we've got a question in the chat room. Gussie is here. Oh, yeah. Gussie suggests that Anne leave California soon. She got a hit that she needs to move. So there you go. Gussie is here. We'd like to know just what card deck you're using.
Okay. I'm using... So funny, Lynn. Like, three callers ago, I remember thinking, I need to talk about the deck I'm using. It's really neat. It's actually...
That's
so funny. Like, I was already preparing for this question, which is really
cool.
Neat.
I love
I'm not often, I'm not often asked that, but I felt the need to be ready. So this is a mini deck, and I really love it. It's called the Mystical Keeper, K-I-P-P-E-R. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Is that one you can... we should find it and post it on Sacred Embers so people can see it. That's neat.
Okay.
So many wonderful decks out there. Oh my goodness, yeah. And it's important, you know, when you have a deck that some people say you better sleep with it for a night or two. I don't know, but you've got to really resonate and find the deck that is yours. But
definitely.
Very cool. Yeah.
God,
sorry. Anyway,
that's
we've got quite the party going on in the chat room. So you know, I've extended our time just a little, so you know, if anyone wants to throw a question in from the chat room, go right ahead. I'm watching. So go ahead, Sue.
Oh, sorry, I was on mute. thanks, Lynn. And we're gonna take caller from area code 954. Hi, you're on air with Divine Connections, and can we have your first name, please?
Hi, this is Mary, calling from Florida. How are you, ladies?
Hi, Mary.
I have an odd question, something that turned up a couple days ago. I had some extra food that I brought over to a neighbor that I've been good friends with for some time, and I know she can use some extra food. And get a little extra from a distribution center. And she hasn't said anything before about it. And I found a note on my door the following morning saying that her apartment was full of bugs from the food I gave her. And she was very upset and not to give her anything whatsoever anymore. And I found it strange because I went through every single item that I had, and I didn't find one bug anywhere. And I'm just wondering if they're coming from some other source and they're getting in. And then I know she went to the grocery store like 2 days before. She hasn't been too well, so she hasn't maybe been doing a lot of cleaning. Not that her place is dirty, but, you know. And I'm quite upset about it. She called later to apologize, but I didn't speak to her. And I'm still kind of unnerved. She said something once before about something I gave her. And there's other neighbors, of course, she interacts with, and she goes to the store and this and that. But I'm wondering, do you pick up that there was something that I gave her, or if there's some other source that's bringing bugs into her place? Pretty strange.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
Right.
Wow. Like,
yeah.
Pretty
blown. Oh, boy. Anybody want to go, or do you want me to hit the phone?
I wonder if the card is many. Yeah. Weird.
Take it away, Lynn.
I'm sorry. I missed the question.
Oh, and I also add that I gave some to another friend who doesn't live on the property, but I gave some, and we contacted her to see if she had any problem, and she had none whatsoever. I also contacted the source. They didn't know of anything.
Hang on 1 second. Let me get Jessica up to speed. So Mary said she gave some food to a neighbor from a distribution center, and then the neighbor called and said there were bugs, and it came from the food that Mary gave her. So she's one. Mary's question is if we can hone in on where the bugs came from, because she knows it didn't come from the food that she gave her.
Well, if they were in it, I would have had them too, and they would have been all over. But I went through everything, and my place is spotless, so I know there was nothing. I wipe down cupboards. I'm always cleaning. I go through everything, the bags. She said it was in some kind of bag. And
so, Mary, does your neighbor like a lot of fruit, and does she keep a lot of fruit around her countertops?
Well, I gave her some fruit. I gave her a variety of food, and I did give her fruit. But none of the fruit that I gave her had anything on it.
Right.
It needed to be washed. I never eat food without washing it. And I didn't really have the time at the time to wash it. She knows enough to wash her own food before she eats. But she does buy fruit.
The problem with fruit is whether you brought it in a paper bag or box.
This person he overcame some seriously heavy duty social barriers is how it's coming forward. He fought against some. I'm not sure he did something that would have normally been taboo. But he rose above it. I'm not sure what it, this. Hang on. He fought the good fight and won. Good fight.
That's true. Pastor Ken was actually one of the very few homosexual priests and pastors out there.
Oh, that would okay. That makes sense. That totally explains it. Thank you. good for him. Well done. Well, then, because he's broken ground, you know, for other people not to have such a hard time. Oh, my goodness. Yes. I'm getting, okay. Have you, do you know, have you ever seen any Monty Python movies?
I have seen Monty Python movies, yes.
Okay. And I'm not sure, but I'm seeing these large stone letters, and it's very Monty Python-ish, and the word is yes. Yes, in giant stone letters. There's a whole bunch of humor behind it, and the message comes through here. I can't put it into words, but what I'm feeling is, like, he's not laughing at you, but he's going, like, oh, boy, you have no idea what you're getting into, but yes. Yes, 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 you should do this. And the stone letters look like Terry Gilliam's artwork, sort of. Why? I think this guy must have had a really big heart and a big sense of humor.
Well, he certainly did break a lot of ground. But that's amazing. Thank you guys so much for that. I appreciate it.
Well, that's just one of us. So I'll put you over to Jessica and to Sue, see what comes through for them.
Hi, Jessica. Do you want to go or do you want me to go?
Oh, go ahead. I'm still shuffling my deck. Just go ahead.
Okay. So I have for you, Mike, I feel like his hand is on your shoulder. And are you left hand dominant?
I am left hand dominant, yes.
Okay, so his hand is on your left shoulder. And so what that means is you're right on the money, okay? However, my candle also went crazy. And what that's telling me is that the light, you want to carry, you have his light within you. So it's not necessarily that you have to follow his path, but the essence of his light is what you want to transmit. And so if you choose, and life is all about choices, and we have free will, So I don't think he wants you to feel like you have to do any certain thing, like become a pastor. But if that's something that you're interested in, you want to choose, carry his essence with you. And he's got his hand on your shoulder, which means he's going to be supporting you. Okay, he's not saying that you, I don't believe that he's saying that this is what he wants you to do. He's saying if this, because it feels like this flame is inside of you anyway. And that's probably why you connected the way you did while he was on Earth. You have an energy. Your energies seem to flow very compatibly, very easily together. It's like peas and carrots, you know, Forrest Gump. Is that
yeah.
true?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and Pastor Ken's, his what was the word you used? His energy was in me within many, many times. And when he died, I felt his energy just stick with me, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, absolutely. And because whenever two souls connect energetically, that that doesn't stop when the person leaves their body. That is something that you'll carry with you. Even past your own living, you know, it's an eternal bond. And, you know, I believe that that's the message. I see him with his hand on your left shoulder. If that's your dominant hand, then that's a yes. But also, if that's what you want to do, I mean, he wouldn't want you to go in a direction that you weren't comfortable with. But he says you have all the talent for it. So, you know, it's really the ball's in your court what you want to do, but you will carry his essence whatever you decide. So, I mean, you could be standing in line at the grocery store and, you know, the lessons that you've learned from him about persevering in adversity and those kind of things, that could come out as you're, you know, doing some mundane thing, like and you're standing in line at the grocery store and you're having a conversation with somebody and you help them in some way because there's some information that you've, you know, just in conversation that you've passed on to that person. That's carrying the light. That's passing it forward and that's continuing his essence. Okay, does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, and Pastor Ken, he touched a lot of people in a lot of ways. He touched people in Uganda, especially children who were starving, and he also touched plenty of people within San Antonio in the gay community. So that's important to me. Thank you so much.
Sure. Absolutely. Your energy is so beautiful. And, yeah, I mean, that's why you two connected so closely as you did, and yeah, his light will always be with you. So, you know, whatever you choose, it's going to be, he's going to be supporting it.
Okay. Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. Okay. Well, how are you doing, Jessica? Are you ready?
I'm good. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I need a little bit more time because now when someone wants to connect with someone on the other side, I can channel too, but I love to do cards. So I went to go get my cards, my specific deck for talking to spirit or talking to heaven. It's a James Van Praagh card deck, and it's just beautiful. So as I was shuffling, for you, Mike, I got the card that came out. I asked Pastor Ken if he could please give me a message for you, and this is the card that came out. Of this card deck, it's the card that says, "Don't be afraid." It says, "My transition has changed everything for both of us, and you may be frightened of the future as a result. Please know that you have nothing to fear. My love, rest assured that all of heaven is watching over you, including me. Although you can't be in my physical presence any longer, you definitely can rely on my spiritual presence, which in many ways is much more powerful than when my soul was limited by my body. My love for you has increased now that I am no longer restricted or distracted by physical demands. And with my increased love for you, I am able to help you even more." And that was the message I got. The card for you, Mike.
Oh, that's fantastic to hear. I'm so glad that Pastor Ken, he meant so much to me. And like I said, he touched me many, many times when his physical spirit was still on Earth. and I'm glad to see him still teaching me now.
Yeah. God, I agree with Sue. Your energy just almost comes straight through the phone. Unless that's Pastor Ken as well that's with us. I just feel a lot of beautiful, really beautiful energy. And I wish you so much luck.
Oh, thank you so much.
Absolutely. I don't know why I don't know why I moved to say this, Mike, but when you move down a bit in your journey, please come on the show as a guest with us, okay?
I will for sure. Thank you.
We'd love to have you.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I'll keep in touch with you all, and thank you so much for taking me, and I appreciate this so much. I know Ken was such an important figure to me and a lot of people in the San Antonio region, and it's unfortunate that he had to pass away at the hands of somebody named Tony Farrar, who is not a good person, but thank you so much.
Well, he's a thought away, Mike, and you can talk to him. You don't need to go through us, but, I mean, please call us back anytime. But you can talk directly to him. He's totally there for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay. Oh,
okay,
so much love to you.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, that was
powerful,
really,
powerful.
Really great energy. Really great
that
energy.
It really was. I agree.
Okay, ladies, we've got 8 minutes left.
Research into it because I've got like 2 minutes to go on about this and I can't. But just make sure you always protect yourself. David, I don't know about David. But anyway, I wouldn't give David any more space in my head, you guys, in the chat room.
Yeah.
Let him go, right? The attention just, because they say what you focus on expands, so don't focus on him.
Yeah.
Anyway, Sue, I'm going to turn it over to you, hon, because you're going to let us. Yeah, please do, Mississippi Mike. Thanks. Anyway, Sue, you can wind us up, and then I'll put on Louie, and he'll make it all better for us.
Okay, wonderful. He always does, doesn't he? My name is Sue Beckley, and you can find me at Quantum Healing QuantumExploration.com. And I'm also on Facebook and Twitter at the same tagline. And we also have Jessica Marie Tatro, and she is a licensed empathic healer with clairsentient, claircognitive abilities. She works with special needs and mental health communities, and her son is spirit guide Jaden. Jessica, anything else you want to tell everybody, how to find you?
You can also check out my Facebook page at just Jessica Baumeister, or our Facebook group called Jaden's Way Speak. And we wish everyone a good night tonight.
Oh.
And Lynn, where can we find you, dear heart?
I can be found, as can Jessica and Sue, be found on the Sacred Embers group in Facebook. I'm also at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. And I have a Facebook page, Lynn Bleasdale, Psychic Medium, I believe. So we're easy to find. And, yes, as everyone says, pray for David. Thank you. You guys are just beautiful. Really, love is stronger than fear or any negative emotion. So keep channeling the love. And we'll be back next week, we hope, with a new guest that we're hoping to add to our Sacred Embers family. So next week. Can we take it away, Louie?
Thank you guys
so much.
Take it away,
Louie.
We love you.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white. The bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. the colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.